every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House. Your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Come on around back, Arizona. 8 o'clock hour, it's Rosie on the House, third Saturday of the month. We are in the garden, in the nursery with Jay Harper. We have, if you're following along on our home maintenance calendar, we're talking warm season vegetables today. And if you'd like to join the conversation, talk about your landscape or gardening, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can send text questions to 411-923 or shoot an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture for a little help on plant or insect identification. And I can't think of a better activity to relieve stress and return to your roots and stick in your hands in a rich, earthy soil and just plant something.
You got it. Just plant something. There you go. You know that, Gary, that inch by inch, row by row, Don Denver,
yeah.
Do you remember Lee Kirk, Rosie? Way back KTAR. Lee did the weekend program, and he started a swap shop and got guys.
I remember Ed Phillips and swap shop.
And Lee Kirk got me to do the garden talk show. And that was my intro music. He found
I didn't know that. I just thought that was a great song to start the segment with.
That was my intro music for years on
That's middle 80s.
Going back. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Middle 80s. Yep. Yep. So anyway, to digress.
Well, I never wanted to say it, but since you guys brought it up, you started in 1982, if I remember correctly. Your first garden broadcast was 1982.
I believe that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the year I was born.
And here's your son.
So
thank you very much.
Whoever you're trying to talk about on KTAR at that time.
No, I knew you
didn't know.
I knew you didn't know. I was talking to your dad. Oh my word. Yeah, Royal Norman, who's the
weather anchor guy,
was the engineer, the engineer, broadcast engineer, and
he started here as an intern.
Yeah, he may have been even interning at the time, and somebody would call in with a question. Back then, it was not as high tech as it is now, and so he'd look it up in the Western Garden Book and put the botanical name of the plant
on the
screen. Yeah, he was really into it, so it was fun. But in times of like we have now, which I don't know that we've had anything like we have now in our time, but 9/11 and, even going back and, war history and war times and the Depression, gardening was a great activity. It brought communities together. They did community gardens, which I guess we can't do community gardens now, but we can certainly garden in our own space. And, fresh air and exercise is a great stress reliever. As well as, you get some food that who's handled it in this case. So, I think it's a great thing to keep doing, get better at it, to use this as to your advantage to improve some things. If there's some stuff in your landscape, doesn't have to be vegetable gardening, just around the house, in the lawn gardener landscape, in any category, you can certainly take some time to improve it. If you're working from the house, I work from my house a lot, and I got to get up and move around. So I'll work, make phone calls, do computer stuff, and then I'll get out and go pull some weeds and then come back and do that. So you got to get out. So
I got an interesting book. We have a number of different PR agencies that'll send us press release all week long. And it's, here's a topic for your broadcast. Here's a topic for the home improvement. Here's a topic, and it's always interesting to see the suggestions that come up with, and very rarely is it anything that I print out or bring in. But this one was kind of funny. If you're looking for a purpose in the garden, here's a book they suggested. Can't get out to a restaurant or a bar? Why not grow it in your backyard? Here's Jody Helmer's new book, Growing Your Own Cocktails, Mocktails, Tea, and Infusions.
There you go.
Can I borrow that book?
That was one. You know, the one thing that has not been overrun in the grocery stores is the liquor department. If you'll notice, they're still pretty well stocked. So.
I guess maybe it doesn't really go bad. It doesn't have an expiration date like the meats and the produce. So
true. That's
maybe
true.
The stockpile is different.
I guess. Yeah. Don't need.
I don't know.
No, that'd be an interesting read. I don't know how you can. We'll see. But you know, certainly I have neighbors that use their citrus trees to infuse things like vodka and gin. You know, they'll infuse it with grapefruit or oranges or lemons. You can make limoncello that way. So, yeah, you can get creative.
And getting creative, we're looking to do watermelons again this summer. How close are we to starting those seeds?
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Yep. You're middle of March, 1st of April is a good time to start watermelon seeds.
And would you start those inside in seed starters or outside straight into the ground?
I'd probably go straight in the ground at this point. Like we're warm enough and beyond, you know, the threat of any kind of cold event at this point. So, yeah, I'd just direct seed them.
And we were planning on putting it out in the orchard. And because I had heard somebody, it might have even been, I think you might have mentioned growing pumpkins in the middle of the rows between citrus orchards.
So Brian Blake, who does the garden show here on KTAR tomorrow morning, Sunday mornings, Whitfield Nurseries, has a big farming operation in Hyder, Arizona, and he has a lemon grove. And he plants his watermelon plants in the well or at the base of his lemon trees. So the drip irrigation, the irrigation waters both, and then they just cover the ground and grow under there. So absolutely, if you've got tree wells around the base of your trees, that'd be a great place to plant watermelons or cantaloupes, any cucumbers, any kind of vining vegetable, like fruit or vegetable like that would do fine that way.
And are there certain watermelon types that, you know, you've got the seedless?
There's a jillion.
any recommended desert varieties?
You know, they all theoretically should do very well here. So, you know, the old long striped ones, you know, Klondike or Rattlesnake or I kind of forget some of the names, but those are a couple of them that I can remember that do very well. They all do well. The yellow-meated ones, if you've got a lot of space, try a couple different kinds. But watermelons in general do very well here.
Well, we definitely do have that. And we also wanted to do pumpkins. Is that timing? You hold off a little bit on pumpkins still, don't
pumpkins
you?
Pumpkins are late summer. So okay. You want to grow those at the kind of tail end of summer going into the fall. So mid to late July would be the time to plant pumpkin seeds.
You know, the only other thing that comes to mind in July that actually grows is okra. Okra and pumpkins.
Okra, the hotter it is, the better it likes it. That's for sure. Okra, eggplant, you know, tolerates the real extreme heat very well as well. So,
and yep. You can grow okra in Arizona. I never knew that.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah, it does.
Shrimp
well.
Okra gumbo. Here I come.
Okra is one of those. You know, every gardener needs that one thing that they can always count on and be successful with. You may not always do great with your tomatoes. You end up with bottom and rot. You end up with but okra is one of those almost like bulletproof guarantee you can have success, you know, with
my dad,
with okra.
My grandpa was, you know, born in Louisiana and, you know, loved okra. And my dad, he caught the bug. Me, not so much. You know, I can tolerate it. But one summer, my folks went away. My dad always had a huge garden at home. And they'd go on vacation. It was our job to take care of the garden. And it was late summer, so there wasn't really much else doing well except the okra. We let it die. We'd had enough. I can't eat okra another way. Different. It was kind of like people in the Midwest with zucchini. That's why they lock their cars. Your neighbor will come by and fill your car up with zucchini if you don't.
Even fried okra, you couldn't.
Oh, yep. You know, it's all right.
Okay.
You can fry a lot of things that taste good, you know what I mean?
That's a very good
Put
point.
A little cornmeal and fry it with some onion in it, you know, what wouldn't be good?
I quit growing zucchini just because of that. All that we were doing was growing compost, and I got plenty of other material for composting I didn't need to do.
Yeah. Well, that's my first advice to people, though, is number one, start small. Don't just go out there and plant a huge garden to begin with. Start small, manage it, and plant what you like to eat. Because invariably, if you're successful, you're going to have a lot more of it than you think most of the time.
And what a great thing to do with the kids home here for the next 30 days. You know, get out there and designate a little area to give it a try. And build yourself a little raised planter. And I'm trying to get kids interested in gardening, I always plant radishes.
Yep, there you go.
Because they come up so fast.
Yes.
you don't have to wait a month to see the little green sprouts.
And kids, if they plant it and grow it, it's amazing how well they'll like vegetables and eat them. As opposed to you try and get kids to eat vegetables otherwise, it can be a nightmare. But and another one that they love is, snap peas.
Oh, sugar snap peas, man.
Because, you know, they just pick them right off the vine and eat them. So plant those, too. And they come up really fast, and they can see them really grow. So those are great suggestions.
Well, I'll get started with your soil. And after this quick break, we'll talk about prepping your soil to start sticking seeds in the ground and getting your own little vegetable garden going. We're probably going to hit on lawns a little bit. If you've got a winter lawn, we've got a couple months left still. We can keep that looking good.
If you didn't plant a lawn, you might have a lawn.
Yeah, all the rain, the Bermuda in the backyard is trying to come up right now. And you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348.